Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
All right, it's Dave Flyer here on 720 WGN. St. Patrick's Day weekend, celebration of Irish beer and spirits. But it's also that time where public health experts are saying about dining out. Should you go out? Should you be staying home? Should you be ordering in? Elliot Bamber, host of WGN TV Chicago's Best, has that report.
Stay home. That's it.
Well, you know.
No, I'm just kidding. Hey, Dave.
How are you, buddy?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. It's an odd time we're living in here. And
it's
especially
a little strange.
St. Patrick's Day, right?
Yeah, everything's been canceled, right?
Everything.
Like, one of my big favorite things in the world, if people know me, is soccer. Soccer's one of my, like, go-to things.
Yes, it is.
And I jokingly,
and now on Channel 9.
Yeah, for Chicago Fire.
Yeah.
I'm a big Fire guy as well.
Yes,
the other day, the NBA got canceled, and I was like, meh, NBA. When they cancel soccer, then I'll start to panic.
Then you're paying attention.
And then the next morning, one by one, it was like MLS, European, yada, yada, yada. And then yesterday, it was my English Premier League. So, yeah, everything. Even like to take your mind off things, things have been completely canceled.
It was hockey and the Cubs for me that, you know, and my son works for the Cubs. So he was
right.
Like, hey, I got training on Friday. I'm like, he was telling me this on Wednesday. I'm like, oh, I don't think so.
Right.
So you're not even, you're thinking about the entertainment value, of course, to all this. But, I mean, people who are supposed to be working. And making money. That's a scary part. It's like when you think about this, what's going to hurt more is probably not people being sick. It's going to be the economy.
It's the concession workers. And, I saw some nice things.
Yeah.
I saw Mark Cuban during the game.
Yes.
When he saw it was being canceled, he immediately, the first thing he said was, I'm going to put together a plan, an operation for all the hourly workers here, the concession workers.
Yeah.
I saw Zion Williamson from the Pelicans.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to take some money out and pay for some of the hourly wages and some of the people behind the scenes and stuff. So, you know, there's still positive things to look at. There's still good things happening.
I was mentioning I was driving in and I went through my neighborhood, which has a couple Irish bars in it. And
mm-hmm.
I was driving also downtown and I was weaving my way. I left a little early just to see so I could talk about it. What it looked like in downtown Chicago on St. Patrick's Day weekend. I know a lot of people that are going out tonight. They're not really kind of stopping their plans. I would say it's greatly reduced.
Right, of course.
But looking at like the Carrah or the Emerald Isle in Edison Park,
uh-huh.
It wasn't jammed, but it was a good crowd in there.
And that's the thing. I think some people are being a little bit blasé and there are some other people who are being a little bit overkill with the whole thing. There is reason, obviously, to be cautious and there is something very, you know, deadly to a lot of people going around. However, there are still things that people can go out and do. And like you said, the bars are still fat. I went out tonight and got our local Friday night pizza, went down to my favorite local pizza joint and got our pizza. There were still people in there eating. There are different levels of things people can do because winter, this is basically officially like the hard this time of year for the restaurant business. This is when everyone's, you know, reservations are down and tables are down. And then when you factor in the fact that...
But from a good business perspective, you kind of plan for that a little
bit. I'm sure.
Right?
I'm sure.
Yeah.
I wouldn't
know. Not like this.
No, you can't anticipate this. And you know, then you throw into the fact that the St. Patrick's Day parade's been canceled, the water dining's been canceled, all those tourists that were coming to all the Irish bars, and then the overspill from the Irish bars. It's just particularly tough. So if I could do one thing to try and encourage people, you know, there's restaurants are still open. They're taking great lengths to deep clean. A lot of restaurants, not that they're not clean, but they're probably even cleaner than the very first day they opened up.
That's what I said. And I walked into a restaurant tonight to do a pickup order for me and the kids. Mm-hmm. And all I see is on the counters, on the bars, there's Clorox wipes. There's surprising they could find them.
Mm-hmm.
Toilet paper everywhere.
Right.
But what I'm saying, like, you kind of can physically see they're wiping it down in front of you. Like, it is probably the cleanest time to eat in a restaurant.
Right. It's clean. And, you know, there are certain things, precautions you can take. I mean, if you're feeling sick, then don't obviously go out.
Yeah.
If you have elderly relatives or very young kids, then probably don't go to restaurants as well. Another thing to bear in mind is restaurants are super on top of each other, like tables are very close together.
That's true.
Maybe don't eat there, maybe take out from there. But, you know, just be mindful. Clean stuff down. Clean your seats down.
I have one local restaurant that took out about 20% of their tables. It's you spread the tables out a little bit.
Smart idea.
Right?
Yeah.
So you got to kind of look at that, too. Like, there's places in my neighborhood. I wouldn't go into anyway because I know they're filthy and I don't want to. No, I mean, there's just some like that.
No, I get you.
I wouldn't go there now, especially. But I also know there's a couple places in my neighborhood. How well they take care of their people, how well they take care of their restrooms, how, you know, their, how beautiful the restaurant looks every day, clean. Those are the folks that I'm absolutely going to gravitate to go when I do want to go out.
Yeah. And I think people should go out because, I mean, it's sad to say, you know, the chains, leave the chains to a side for
they're
going to
be
week.
Okay.
They will
They'll
take,
survive.
They're fine. They are absolutely fine. It's the small mom and pop places.
Yes.
It's the places that are owned by the people who live in your community, that employ people within your community that are really essential. And if you don't want to go, you know, that a lot of places are offering curbside pickup now as well because of what's going on. And also, you know, you can do something like buying gift cards to your favorite restaurant.
Sure.
That supports the restaurant, that gives them some money there in the bank for you to use up another time when you feel more comfortable going in. There are plenty of things you can do. Still please eat out of these restaurants.
You say gift cards, but you're right. If you're not going to spend the money, you're going to be in the house anyway. Yeah, but you know you're going to go there when it opens up a little bit again. That's a great idea.
I'd love to say it was my own original idea and that's copyright, but you know, I mean, it's just an obvious thing as well. I mean, you know.
No, we're having our lawyers checking that out right now.
Please don't. I cannot afford that.
They're listening.
They're listening.
Hey, guys. Our lawyers are listening.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. you know, but public health experts, right? I just looked at it today, said, okay, it's safe to dine out as long as you're taking those precautions.
Right. Take precautions.
And you don't have pre-existing. You're not sick already.
Right.
But yeah, okay. You can go out. You know, it's just... It's encouraged not to go out where there's hundreds of people.
Like, of course.
You know, you think when churches canceled.
Right.
And schools canceled and all these concerts. I get it. It's a lot of people.
The 11-year-old in me is like really excited about that whole thing. Like the school getting canceled. Yeah. I was, even though I saw that
today.
You
got excited.
I'm not 11 anymore, but I was like, yes.
Yeah.
And I wanted to call up my mom and go, Mom, school's been canceled.
My kids, here's the one thing that concerns me. Like they're like, hey, are we going out for dinner tonight? Because we usually do on Friday nights. Are we going out for dinner? I'm like, well, no, probably not tonight. I mean, we'll go out during the week. We'll maybe even go out tomorrow. But no, not with everything, especially today. Like, I just don't feel it. Like, I just don't want to go out tonight.
Right.
But my kids are like, well, we're off for the next couple of weeks. Hey, Monday, do you mind if I go out with three of my friends? We're going to go to Starbucks, and then we're going to go here, and then we're going to go to the mall, and then we're going to... No, I don't think you understand. No, and they're younger.
Right.
Josh is a little bit more, you know, okay, you know, I'm going to have a buddy over, you know, we're going to hang out, watch a movie, we're going to make a pizza. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, that's great. Or his girlfriend's coming home cuz her school's canceled, you know, it's you know, college. But the kids, like, there's got to be a way to explain to them that, okay, this doesn't mean vacation.
Right.
This means
free for all.
Yeah, let's come up with some unique things to do, and it's, you know, board games. I mean, first of all, TV's on, you can still do that stuff. Play some board games. Make some food. Open up some cookbooks. You know how many cookbooks are probably people's houses? We'll go to the store. We'll get some stuff. And tonight it's you.
Right.
You cook something tonight.
Open up a book. Read a book.
But I'm not afraid. We have plans to go out tomorrow night to dinner. And it says, of course, the CDC is advising people in high risk in outbreak areas to have food brought to the house by family members, friends. Is fine. Delivery service.
Grubhub have knocked off their delivery.
For the restaurants, which I think is phenomenal.
Yeah. So
explain that.
I would love to. I'm trying to remember the whole thing myself. But
100
I believe,
million in commissions are giving up so that the restaurants don't have to pay them to have people come and pick up the food and deliver it to somebody's
house.
Right. So
that's
tremendous.
Yeah, you can get the food delivered to your front door. Also, other places I know about, like Baker Miller in Lincoln Square, they're using eco one-use only, like plates and cutlery and stuff. So you're not using cutlery from someone else that's been through a washer if you're worried about that.
It's
used and then it's got rid of. So, you know, restaurant owners are, you know, they're going to hurt over this, and I feel terrible for them, and I really want to encourage people to go and support them. But they're trying to be creative, and they're doing different things. You know, they're doing curbside pickup. They're changing and adapting their menus. There's a restaurant. There's a legendary restaurant in Seattle. The name escapes me. Who yesterday, they're like James Beard Award winning. And yesterday they changed their complete service. In the morning they're going to be a coffee and bagel place. In the afternoon they're going to do burgers and veggie melts and milkshakes. Mm-hmm. And the evening they're going to prepare family meals for people to come and pick up, and it's all just like drive-through stuff. There's no people going in the restaurant.
That's cool.
Right, and those are the kind of things that, that restaurateurs are talking about doing here.
They have to be creative.
They're adapting, and you know, they want to stay open, they need to stay open, and you know, we need to support them all through this because they provide some great community for us and great employment in the community, and they're the heartbeat of lots of little small places.
One of the important things too is because you're so distracted by the news of all this, if you are a restaurant owner, don't stop, you know, putting yourself out there on Facebook and stuff, because there was a place in Skokie, which, you know, I don't live anywhere really near there. It's called EJ's Place. It's a little log cabin, steak, supper club kind of place. And they showed their waiters kind of stand there in a half empty restaurant. They said, hey, there's regulars there. They know all the names of all the waiters into the customer. Hey, you know, order something. Our food's great. We're following all the directions and all that other stuff. You know, you want to see Hank? Hank will bring it out to your car, and you can say hello to him, and he'll bring you your meal.
Right.
I don't think they generally did like carry out in that fashion. And they're like, no, we're doing it now, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, people are adapting. I mean, I think all of us. Yeah. All of us are adapting one way or another at the moment. We were talking about St. Patrick's Day coming up. Friends of yours and they're friends of mine, Siobhan and David from Chief O'Neill's.
David.
I call him David sometimes.
Yeah, that's all right.
That's a personal thing between me and Brendan.
The
cancellation of St. Patrick's Day parade and everything, you know, it's hit them hard as well. They've got this big event that they always have with, you know, traditional Irish music, and they've got green beer and stuff, and that's still going on. And I'd encourage people, to go out and support them this weekend and have a few green beers, a couple of Guinness, and enjoy the music.
But again, what we said is that they're all over Facebook talking about it.
Right.
Right. They were here last week. I mean, it's just, you know, we talked about it, and that's how quickly things changed in 1 week. It wasn't even kind of a deep concern. Yeah, that's going on. But, you know, and then gradually this week, it just was, holy cow, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I'm going to binge a hell of a lot of stuff on Netflix.
Really?
I'm going to watch all those shows that I bookmarked. I was like, do I want to watch that? Oh, maybe if I've got nothing else to watch. Those shows are going to be watched now.
When I was out for the first couple days this week, you can't sleep at night because you're sleeping during the day and whatever. And I was binge watching Mannix and Barnaby Jones and I Dream of Jeannie.
Wow.
Whatever was on. I was getting bored. I didn't want to watch the news anymore.
Yeah.
I was kind of done with that. I went through my Modern Family. I went through a couple Netflix things. I just needed to go backwards in time.
Yeah.
You can do that.
Back to a simpler time.
You seem very impressed.
I am very impressed.
with that whole thing. 312-981-7200. If you got a restaurant in your neighborhood that's doing something really unique, you can text us or call us. But
Netflix suggestions
would be good as well.
Dave needs something like after 1973 that he can watch.
No, I've got that. I need after 1990. Yeah, something after 1990 that
I can write you a list out.
I bet you could.
Uh-huh.
I bet you could. Talking to Elliot Bamber from WGN-TV, Chicago's best, and we'll have more with him next on 720 WGN.
Long time ago when the earth was green, there was more kinds of animals than you'd ever seen. They'd run around free while the earth was being born, but the loveliest of them all was the unicorn. There was green alligators and long-necked geese.
State player on 720 WGN. We're talking to Elliot Bramber from WGN-TV, Chicago's best. So that is, just play that for a second, that is the Irish Rovers. People were going to think, what is that? It used to be the theme on Ray Rayner and Friends for his Ark in the Park. You don't even know what the hell I'm talking about.
You lost me.
There was the Ark in the Park segment where he would go to Brookfield Zoo or Lincoln Park Zoo and meet with all the animals and Dr. Lester Fisher. Ray Rayner was a bozo in the morning.
Okay.
So it was Ray Rayner, Bozo, Gar, and Ray. When you walk by the studio, you see the little plaque on the wall and stuff.
Yeah.
So it was the theme to that. I know, I'm just a big dork. Dork.
You do, dude. But seriously. I love it when you do that.
And I wanted something Irish to lead into a little St. Patrick's Day conversation.
Okay.
So there you have it. All right. So we were talking a little bit about Chief O'Neill's, which is really, I mean, it was nominated as like one of the top Irish pubs in the world, best pour of Guinness, which is a thing.
It should be a thing because there's a good way and a bad way to pour Guinness. So.
Yeah.
And you know that?
No, I don't really know that.
It's the angle of pouring. It's the temperature of the cooling system. It's the length of time it's left there on the bar. almost three quarters full to settle before you top it off and then add the head with either the shamrock or whatever kind of decoration on top, no decoration at all. But it's a good Guinness. If you order Guinness in a bar and it's not been started been poured yet, it should take around 3.5-4 minutes before you get that Guinness.
Yeah, this is a process. There's patience here.
And it should be. Yeah. I mean, and a good Guinness, really good Guinness,
yeah,
is something special about really good Guinness.
So we're talking about if you are going to venture out or if you just want to talk a little bit about your favorite Irish place, 312-981-7200. Chief O'Neill is my personal pick.
I love the place.
Yeah,
I love that it sits in that corner of Elston. I love that kind of you know, the building leans over you almost when you walk through the front door. And you know, O'Neill himself was such a interesting, fascinating character. Saved Irish music in Chicago
in the early 1900s. Like you think that would have been saved earlier than that? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
you'd hope so.
Yeah,
but it always takes one person to do it.
Great Friday night fish fry, by the way, for you Catholics.
Just good food in general.
Yeah.
Just really good food. I mean, they do all the classic staples. When we shot there, we did this incredible pork belly dish, which is like a maple honey glaze on top and then slow cooked in beer. And it's one of the best pork belly dishes I've ever had still to this day. And it's in a nondescript, fun Irish bar. And both owners are Irish musicians as well.
Yes, they are.
So they play incredible music.
I think that's how they met.
I assume so.
Yeah.
And it's a fun Irish bar to hang out. And like you said, it's one of the best. It was voted 1 year one of the top 10 best bars in the entire world.
In the world, yeah.
It's a great place.
Crazy.
Go check them out.
What about some of your other faves around the city?
Other faves around the Simmet. Simmet? Around the city?
In the Simmet. In the summer. Maybe you're thinking about summer.
We did this place recently, Emmett's Irish Bar.
Yeah.
A lot of people know it from pretty much any film that's ever been shot in Chicago.
Yeah.
Ocean's 11 was shot there. Backdraft was shot there.
Wasn't there like a tunnel underneath the building, like for gangsters or something?
I think there might have been. I think it led to a bank. I think that was where the money was going. Mm. But again, another great Irish bar. Uncle Buck was filmed there. The opening scene where he's sitting down with his girlfriend before he leaves.
Yep.
And he's telling her that she's asking him if he's going to be at work in the a.m. in the morning. Yeah, and he's like, Janice, I promise you, you can still sit at that booth and
That's
enjoy
cool.
your food. Although the booth's changed, you can still sit by the window where they sat and ate.
There was Kelly's Pub over by the L in, I can't remember what neighborhood it is, but About Last Night, there was some scenes from About Last Night shot there, probably around
That's
the same time.
That's still there, yeah. That place is still family owned and operated. That's another. I mean, there are so many great, you know.
I know.
There's so many great Irish bars all over the place. I mean, it feels bad to not list them all because, typically speaking, they're all owned by like second, third generation Irish families who started the places off.
I talked to your people and they said you're going to list every one of them.
Well, I'm sure the next star lawyers are going to, you know, hang me up by my garters if I don't list every single one of them as well. You said they're listening. Hey, guys.
Karan Edison Park, Kerryman, Fado, Kerryman. Of course.
Fado is great. I love that place for the soccer as well. If I've got some friends in from downtown and I want to catch a game, that, you know, there's tons of screens and it's good atmosphere in there.
Kitty O'Shea's at the Hilton, which I think was a sponsor for Rokan's Carnival Wagon today. I thought they were there like since the beginning of time. It's been 30 years. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's been, but that's also got a nice classic feel to it, like, you know, it's a part of the city of Chicago.
I've been a couple of times. You're right. I mean, these places, it's for the most part they're Irish but tinged with a touch of like Chicago sprinkling on top, and
a little bit
there's a nice happy medium there. I like that.
Cork and Kerry,
I'm a Sox fan, so I love Cork and Kerry. You can't beat that.
I've never been.
You never been?
But
because it's a Sox place. They do a really fun Italian beef egg roll.
Ooh,
yeah,
I like
with
that.
A mustard dip, which is really kind of unique.
You can either do an amazing job with those, or you can completely screw it up.
They do a good job, especially after a couple of beers and a few shots.
Okay. You don't have to have the beers first.
It helps.
Have you been to the Irish American Heritage Center?
I have not.
At their bar, so that's kind of cool. So I've been there for events and stuff, but they have a bar in there. And it's pretty cool. I know a lot of the stuff is canceled there, too.
You know,
in the whole Mrs. Murphy's and Sons.
Mrs. Murphy's and Sons.
The Irish
great
Bistro.
Place.
So it's Murphy's from the Cubs,
right.
But this is their little bistro that they have.
That place is great. That entire family are wonderful people, and they do some incredible food as well. Like all the traditional stuff you'd expect, but it tastes like your grandmother.
It's like a Guinness and onion soup.
Yeah, the Guinness.
I had there.
Yeah. All that stuff is great.
And healthy.
After three beers.
Grafton Irish Pub and Grill. Have you done that one?
I haven't done that. I don't know that one.
Let's see here. The Irish Oak.
Why are you trying to put me on the spot on live radio? Why do you do this to me?
Brehan Pub.
No.
The doghouse?
How much do you think I drink?
You
what
got work
problem
to do.
Do you have? Think
you
I have?
You got work to do. You got to do an Irish theme show like for 2 hours and just hit every bar in Chicago. What are some of the other favorites?
Another one of my favorites is oh my goodness, which ones did I say that?
I don't know. Did you send me notes?
I did send you notes. That's right. You know, I should be more.
But
Irish Times. Irish Times. Irish Times in Brookfield.
Yeah.
That's another great place. That place is huge. It's enormous.
But here's the thing. We're saying, you know, go support your local Irish pub.
Yeah.
And just don't forget about your restaurants and all this. They're good people. You want them there when they come, when this is all over with, right?
Mm-hmm.
You want to go see these people and support.
Yeah, go support. And the Irish Times in Brookfield is a great example because there's about four or five different bar areas in there, and it really does
cool.
You can lose yourself in amazing.
That's
there.
An Irish bar thing.
And you feel like you're transported into Ireland. It's one of those places that legitimately, because Martin is a first generation Irishman. You know, he's a very thick Irish accent. He's such a lovely guy, very very friendly, and you can really lose yourself in there. So the chances are, if you're going there during this time, you could probably find a space that's 4, 5, 6, 12 feet away from anyone else at a table and be quite comfortable and get traditional influenced by Martin's grandmother
cool.
recipes for things like shepherd's pie. The shepherd's pie is
I was just
unique.
Gonna ask you what's your favorite there.
The shepherd's pie there
okay.
is great. The fish and chips is all these places have incredible fish and chips,
mm-hmm.
but their shepherd's pie I think is standout. It sits in a moat with gravy. It's just a bowl of gravy, which is almost like soup.
Delicious.
Huge amount of mashed potatoes with melted cheese on top, roasted melted cheese on top, and they use thick cut beef in there as opposed to just ground beef. And
oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, some of it could be a little
sloppy.
Little messy. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
But yeah, Irish Times, Brookfield, if you're out that way, go and check them out.
Very cool. What do you got coming up this Sunday?
This Sunday we have our brew pub episode, which is good. Yeah, yeah. Again, going back to that beer theme.
Mm-hmm.
We have some fun.
He's wearing a shirt, if you're not watching on WGNRadio.com, is this guy needs a beer.
Always.
Is what a shirt. In green, of course, for St. Patrick's Day. I love that.
You've got to be themed.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got some other fun episodes coming up. We got our bacon episode on its way.
Love that.
We have...
Bacon's still a thing.
Bacon
kind of came out of nowhere, and it's just held on. Because sometimes... It gets fatty. Fad-y, not fatty.
You may be a nerd about 50s, 60s, 70s TV. I'm
yeah.
a nerd about like food groups, and bacon's never gone anywhere. You just didn't notice
I
it.
I just didn't notice it. Okay.
It was. We were there.
Yeah.
Me and my brothers were there under the surface,
okay.
underground, without you noticing. We
yeah.
just we just in front of your face
All
now.
All right. Okay.
For those of you
wondering,
Bacon Fest is still scheduled. Hasn't been postponed
when,
yet.
When's Bacon Fest? Is it late April?
Yeah, mm-hmm. April 17th, 18th, 19th,
correct.
Something like that.
See, you know what's funny? That's kind of that borderline date. That's the
fingers
crossed.
We're
out of all that by
right.
By then. Now, the app is now on the WGN app.
We're now integrated within WGN. All the Chicago's best segments
I
are
do
on
love
there.
This app. Like, if we're really ready to go explore something completely different in a neighborhood that we know some folks, we're going to meet somebody. You know, you certainly don't want to go to the same place you go to all the time. The app is really fabulous for that.
Yeah, well, I mean, we've got all our segments online. You know, everything that you can look for, anything, any kind of restaurant. You know, we've done something like 315, 316 episodes now. So there's over like 1,500 restaurants. You can also check on YouTube. If you just punch in Chicago's Best on YouTube, we've got every single segment on there too.
Real quick before we go,
I
did watch last weekend. Wasn't it Hot and Spicy?
Was yeah, it was.
Is that what it was? I get nervous about that stuff.
You don't have to worry about me, Dave. I'm fine.
No, I mean, I get nervous about the Hot and Spicy. Like how much heat I can actually take, you know, and so these places look like they would just typically blow my head off.
Well, my crew hate me, so they make me try the hottest things in the world. You can tone these restaurateurs.
I can't remember the name of the show. What's the name of the show there where they put the celebrities through that?
Oh, there's a thing
hot
on
ones.
YouTube. Yeah, Hot One. They've
yeah.
now turned into a game show. What originality
yeah.
there. There's, you know, you can, these restaurateurs, like, they don't put things on the menu that people can't eat. They're two of my favorite things. One is that it's too spicy for me. I don't want to eat it. Restaurateurs will tone food down. If you say to them, it's too hot, I don't want it. My other pet hate is when people say, that sounds disgusting, because people put food on a menu because it's disgusting.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But it was fun to watch you.
Thank you.
You're
I'm
welcome.
Glad you enjoyed my pain.
Elliot Bambra, Chicago's Best, Sunday nights, 10:30. Thank you, buddy.
Go out and eat, everyone. Support local businesses.
Absolutely. We'll be right back.